The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp. Nothing like a chimp to liven up the radio show. Easy there. Go. No, Gogo, no!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. I am coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, from my studio in Danbury, Connecticut. Chris Himes, where are you coming from?
I am live from Weehawken, New Jersey, home of the famous Alexander Hamilton duel. Some say it's still going on today.
Wait a minute. Alexander Hamilton dueled in Weehawken? You're sure about this?
Yes. The dueling grounds is up the hill for me. It's on the bluff overlooking the city. It's a beautiful place to get shot in the face.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm going to have to keep that in mind if I want to get shot in the face. Now, listen. We've got some exciting news because today is Thursday, the 18th of April. And today, according to my notes, in a few minutes, I'm talking to John Zmirak. What's more exciting than that?
Yes, it's always exciting to have John on. I'm having some bandwidth issues over here because I think people are still shooting guns up on the
in Weehawken. Well, okay, so we got John Zmirak coming up. And in genuinely speaking, he's just spectacular. So we've got him coming up in hour one. We have him on the program every week. I think we've only missed 1 week. I think it might have been last week we missed because I'm traveling so much. But we got John Zmirak coming up in a few minutes. In hour two, we talked to Albin Sadar. Albin wrote, you know, Albin kind of plays the role of this goofy guy when he's on the show. But he is a man of substance, and all you have to do is read his articles. He wrote an article. It's published, I think, in American Greatness or American Thinker. I posted it on Twitter. He and I are going to talk about that briefly in hour two today. But it is – I recommend the article. I posted it on Twitter. He really says what needs to be said. And then in hour two, for the rest of hour two, we're talking to former Congressman Jody Heiss, who has a book out on religious liberty. So we got Zmirak. We got Sadar, as in Albin, and we got former Congressman Jody Heiss. So that's today. Now, I want to highlight something because I always forget this. There are people who listen to this program who are not signed up for my email newsletter. About once a week, we send out an email, and there's all kinds of stuff in there. And today, I thought I got to mention this because probably a lot of people don't get it. Now, if you go to ericmetaxas.com and you sign up for the newsletter, you will get it. But there's going to be a lot of stuff. There's always a lot of stuff that we don't get to on the program. So I ask you, please, to go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up. You're going to miss stuff, and I don't want you to miss stuff. So the one thing I wanted to highlight.
One of the things I wanted to mention is that we also have a study guide coming out for Religionless Christianity to go with your book, which is very exciting.
We also have a study guide for Is Atheism Dead? I'm very excited about that, the study guide for my book, Is Atheism Dead? But wait, so I want to be clear.
And hopefully that will be a series very soon, too. So that's another thing that people need to look out for.
A TV series, Is Atheism Dead? I got to say, you know, I've written so many books in the last few years that a lot of people probably have missed them. But Is Atheism Dead, folks? There is stuff in there. It will strengthen your faith like crazy. I mean, the evidence for God from science, it is so amazing. That's why I wrote the book. I said, I've got to put this stuff. People don't know this. So that's Is Atheism Dead? But I want to get back to my new book, Religionless Christianity, it's coming out officially next week. Officially next Tuesday is the drop date on my book, Religionless Christianity, which is the sequel to Letter to the American Church. But what I wanted to say is that right now you can get signed copies. I just signed them last week. Was it last week or the week before? I think it was the beginning of last week. Yes. That I signed over 1,000 copies at Rich's bookstore, New Life Bookstore in Queens. And he is offering them signed copies for $20. Now, think about this. The book, the list price of the book is like $25, you know. So if you get Amazon or whatever, the list price is like, okay. He's offering signed copies. We are offering signed copies that I signed with my own hand for $20. But this is only until next Tuesday. So if you want a signed copy of my new book, folks, go to ericmetaxas.com. If you buy it through my website, it will take you to this offer, $20 for a signed book. Okay, so please take advantage of this. There's so many people say, "How can I get a signed book?" This is it. But you know, I mean, they're normally $25, which is still cheap because that's basically the price of the book. But from now until April 23rd, till next Tuesday, this is a limited offer, signed copies of Religionless Christianity available for $20. Obviously, it makes a nice gift because it is signed. And I think I said this either yesterday or the day before. At some point, I said, you know, when I sign these books, because I've been to many book signings with other authors, a lot of times their signature is not legible. I always make an effort. Every single signature is legible. I just take it seriously that if somebody asks for a signed book, I want them to get, you know, a nicely signed book. So I signed, as I said, over 1,000 last Monday, and my hand still hurts. But it's worth it because I'm really honored by the idea that people want a signed book. And so I take it seriously. But you can get it for $20 between now and next Tuesday if you go to ericmetaxas.com. I'll say it again. It makes a nice gift. So I recommend it. Now, by the way, most of my books, you can get signed copies of most of my books through ericmetaxas.com. We've just redone that part of the website. So that if you want to get your books, when people often ask me, like, where would you recommend that I buy the book or whatever? ericmetaxas.com would be the first place. The second place, I would say, if you go to mystore.com, you can get copies of my books there. You have to use the code ERIC because that's Mike Lindell's mystore.com website. If you use the code ERIC, some of the books are at really super prices. Another thing you can get there is the Bonhoeffer poster. You can get copies of my children's books at mystore.com. I think you can also get some of them at ericmetaxas.com. I've been doing a lot of interviews around the book Religionless Christianity. For anybody who wants to know what that is, it's a term that Bonhoeffer used, and I wanted to make it the title of this book because it sums up what is real Christianity, what is the real thing that many churches are not living out, and that we need to get it right, or we're going to lose this country. We're on the verge of losing this nation because the church is being complicit by being silent. Speaking of silence in the face of evil, if you go to mystore.com, you can get copies of the Bonhoeffer poster, which says, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless." So you can go to mystore.com, and at mystore.com, you can check that out. By the way, before we go to talk to John Zmirak, I want to say real quick, the Jordan Peterson interview will be up very soon. The Dog the Bounty Hunter interview will be up very soon on Rumble. So I'll leave it at that.
You gave my life to me, set me free.
Get ready for a revelation set to rock the very foundation of our society. just out on Amazon, a groundbreaking manifesto penned by none other than award-winning film producer and human rights activist Jason Jones, titled The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. The book delves deep into our societal anxieties, exposing the sinister tactics of radical reformers who've been fear-mongering and manipulating us into submission. Jones offers a glimmer of hope, insisting we can turn the tide, but only if we act swiftly. Through meticulous research and historical parallels, he unveils the true intentions behind slogans like Build Back Better and You'll Own Nothing and Like It. But this isn't just a book, it's a call to arms. Jones equips us with the knowledge to defend against the anti-human agendas of global elites, protecting our freedoms and liberty. So mark your calendars, get ready to embark on the great campaign against the great reset. This isn't just a book, it's a revolution. Don't miss out. Visit Amazon and secure your copy today. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones. Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As I warned you, John Zmirak. Yes, John Zmirak is my guest right now. In hour two, we have Albin Sadar and former Congressman Jody Heiss talking about election integrity. Kind of excited about that. John Zmirak, how are you? What's on your mind?
Well, I got a few new pieces of the stream I'd like to talk about. Maybe first talk about the one that's kind of headline driven. I think probably a lot of your listeners have seen something about the story of the Christian bishop who was attacked by a youth whose ethnicity and religion the media won't mention, though they couldn't hide the fact that he yelled Allahu Akbar while attacking the bishop during a liturgy.
I think that's Norwegian.
Yes, yeah, that's Viking. It was a Viking attack, you know.
It was a Viking. Allah Akbar sounds Norwegian to me. Okay, so give us the details. Who is this bishop? Whenever I've seen videos of this bishop, it looks very foreign and strange to me. I don't know, is this an Orthodox bishop? I had no idea that this was Australia. What kind of a bishop are we talking about?
He is an Assyrian Christian. The Assyrian Christians are the people who were a flourishing Christian community in Iraq from the time of the apostles until the time of President George W. Bush. Weirdly, suddenly things went really south for them. The Assyrian Christians have lived in Iraq along with the Chaldean Christians. These are people who were evangelized by the apostles, and some of their churches are 1700, 1800 years old, while my Slavic ancestors were literally worshiping trees. These people were translating the Bible into multiple languages and sending missionaries to China. The Assyrian Christians were subject to genocide during the Iraq War. Some of us warned George Bush, who was supported by all these American Christians, that maybe making war in Iraq on dubious pretext would be dangerous for the Christians there. And sure enough, during our occupation, the local jihadis, the local angry Muslims, scapegoated the Christians and targeted them for violence. The U.S. administration under Bush imposed gun control on Iraq. The Christians obeyed, and of course, the Muslims did not. So the U.S. military was ordered by Bush to stand down, not to get involved. And so over the course of the next 20 years, starting under Bush, 3/4 of the Christians were either killed or driven out of Iraq, made into refugees. 3/4 of this historic Christian community. But too many Americans, Christians didn't care because these people are kind of dark and they have beards and they seem to have icons and do this kind of weird liturgical Christianity. So really, are they really Christians? I don't know if they're really Christians because, you know, I don't see any vans. They don't have anybody swallowing a sword. They're not doing mega church things. Maybe they're not really a church. Anyway, the point is,
do they have a coffee bar, in the Narthex?
Well, the real thing is their preachers do not wear skinny jeans. So I have to wonder whether.
So how can they be any kind of Christian, John? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What about tattoos? Do they have tats? Are they sporting tats trying to reach the young people?
Hipster beards. They do have beards.
Well, anyway, you wrote about this. I saw the video of the bishop being attacked. So what else? Well, I mean, okay. What is the main point is, you know, because I'm not really clear on what happened.
All right. What happened was this is a bishop who has been preaching the gospel, just unadulterated love of Jesus Christ, the redemption, the resurrection, has been preaching what you'd call mere Christianity. He's very ecumenical. He says kind things about Catholics and Greek Orthodox and Protestants. He's not some narrow bigoted guy. But he does talk about the fundamental difference between Christianity and Islam. He talks about the flaws in the Quran. He talks about the very dubious character of the so-called Prophet Muhammad. And he talks about the violence that Islam preaches against unbelievers, preaches it in dozens of verses of the Quran. And that violence has been practiced consistently by Muslims all around the world ever since Islam was created. When people show you who they are, you should believe them. Meanwhile, as I said in my article at the stream, George W. Bush labeled Islam a religion of peace a couple of days after 9/11. And that has been the mantra ever since. It's a religion of peace that is somehow hijacked by a small number of extremists who somehow have the approval of all the major religious authorities in their religion, and who replicate the policies of their governments. In Pakistan, honor killing is virtually allowed. The police won't enforce laws against it. And the Christians are persecuted by Muslim mobs with the connivance of the government. All those Christians, there are some right-wing Christians who are very critical of Israel and say that in Israel, the Christians aren't treated very well. There's room for pressuring the Israelis to treat the Christians better. However, by contrast, look at the Muslim world. There are very few places in the Muslim world, like maybe Jordan and maybe Abu Dhabi or the Emirates, where Christians are unharassed. But everywhere else, they are second and third class. Yeah, in Egypt, they're not treated very well. The government in Egypt is not jihadist, but it's under a lot of pressure from Muslim Brotherhood types. Coptic Christians, if you read the wonderful work of Raymond Ibrahim, if you guys aren't following Raymond Ibrahim, you need to go find him. He is a Coptic Christian, fluent in Arabic, scholar of Islam, and he documents how every couple of months, Coptic girls in Egypt, Christians, are kidnapped, forcibly married to Muslims, forcibly converted, and then the government says, well, we can't do anything. Now they're Muslims. You can't change back from being a Muslim, even if you didn't do it willingly. So I talked about this bishop. I want to repeat his name so people can look for him. Mar Mari Emmanuel with an E. Mar Mari Emmanuel. Look for him on YouTube. He does wonderful stuff. Well, when he was attacked by a 16-year-old Muslim refugee with a knife during the celebration of the liturgy, this young Muslim tried to murder him, screaming Allahu Akbar, meaning our God is great. Local media wouldn't report the attacker's religion. The New York Times, in reporting on the attack, they added, oh, that this bishop had spoken out against the vaccine and the COVID lockdowns, and that he seemed to be basically, you know, on the same page as Donald Trump. In other words, don't feel bad. This guy basically had it coming. That was the New York Times take on this. So you go, New
that,
York.
I got to tell you that says it all. I mean, that is amazing. If you want to know how far away from having any journalistic integrity the New York Times has fallen, this is a classic example. Staggering. But staggering.
Closer to home. So the thrust of my article is, do you, the reader, care about persecuted Christians? Because if you really care about them, you're going to have to take certain risks that might lead you to become one of them. The only way to show concern for persecuted Christians abroad, but also in America, is to take some risks that you might pay a price. And I gave some examples of what's happening right here. The fact that Christian pro-lifers in Washington, D.C., who did a peaceful protest at a clinic that was doing illegal late-term abortions, they now face 10 and 15-year prison sentences for sitting there and praying. Our government is doing that right now. Our FBI is infiltrating churches, especially conservative Catholic churches that do the Latin Mass, targeting them as potential extremists. Wonderful public Christian House Speaker Mike Johnson is funding the heck out of the FBI, building them a new headquarters to reward them for infiltrating and persecuting his own supporters. So God bless you, Mike.
Is Speaker Johnson more, this is my question about the speaker, is he more like Ned Flanders or Casper Milquetoast? I'm having trouble figuring out, more like Ned Flanders or like Casper Milquetoast. I cannot figure it out. I've got to get to the bottom. It's one or the other, but which?
Mike Johnson is sick of being portrayed as a wimp. He came out yesterday saying he was a wartime speaker. He's a wartime leader. And I agree with him. He's a wartime leader like Philippe Pétain, who ran the Vichy French government and collaborated with the Germans. So yes, in that narrow sense, Mike Johnson is a wartime leader, the way Pétain and the other VC.
But I want to be clear, this is the problem. We can't ask for him to be ousted, or at least I can't, because I think, what are we going to end up with? In other words, we are between a rock and a hard place. We have somebody who's not doing a good job, like Speaker Mike Johnson, but the threat, if he is, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to push forward a motion to vacate, that creates bigger trouble, which is one of the reasons why Trump stood behind him. We're going to go to break, but we're stuck with leaders that are not willing to lead. It's heartbreaking, but we'll be right back. We're talking to John Smirak.
And watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me, make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, folks. This is hour one, and I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, what else? We were just talking about the situation in Congress.
Talking about another public Christian leader who turned other Christians over to be persecuted, Mike Pence, who was governor of Indiana and repealed a law protecting the religious liberty of Christians against the gay lobby. And now you've got a couple losing custody of their kids because their kid's school psychologist convinced him he was transgender and they won't refer to him by female pronouns. So they've lost custody of their child. Thank you, Mike Pence. Other persecuted Christians, hundreds of Christians currently in prison for peaceful protests on January 6th against election fraud. And I want to talk about the most powerful film I've seen in maybe 2 years. It's called Let My People Go, and Professor David Clements. It is available now on Rumble, on YouTube, Let My People Go. First of all, it shows the victims of the anarcho-tyranny on January 6th, the innocent Americans, peaceful protesters who were locked up for years and years of prison. Meanwhile, the people who burned down our cities are getting judgments on their behalf from the cities that dared to try to restrain them from burning and looting. Again, Let My People Go. First, it shows the victims of January 6th. Then it does for Dominion and the online voter fraud what 2,000 Mules did for ballot harvesting. It shows you in clear, easy to understand ways. It explains why what happened the evening of election night 2020 was impossible, mathematically impossible. How we watched Donald Trump lose votes. As votes were being counted, he was losing votes and Biden was gaining votes. How did that happen? Let My People Go shows you the algorithms. It shows you the receipts of how these online voting systems cheated on behalf of Joe Biden. So I can't recommend that highly enough. Let My People Go. My review of it will be running at the stream in a couple of days. Ultimately, we have to confront the question of why there are now millions of Muslims living in the West. Did we need them? Were we starving to death because there weren't enough falafel carts and kebab shops? Was there some desperate need that we had to bring in millions of people whose religion is intolerant and violent, who we have to hope that they're bad Muslims? Because if they're good Muslims, they'll persecute us. If they're bad Muslims, they won't. that's not what usually you think of. You don't want people to be bad at their religion, except when it's Islam. Then you want them to be very bad at it, because the better they get at it, the more they're like the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. How did this happen? And the answer is our politicians did it on purpose. Anti-Christian politicians, especially socialists and leftists, brought in millions of Muslims in order to weaken the Christian identity of those countries, in order to bring in voters who would reliably vote for the left. Also,
now, John, hang on a second, because you're talking, I mean, to some extent, that is definitely true about the United States, but you're talking about the West in general. You're saying
absolutely true in France, true in Germany. The left has been in alliance with the Islamists for 30 years.
But my question is, why would Islamists, radical Muslims in Europe side with the left? In other words, are their values?
For obvious reasons. They want to tear down Christian society. They know that the gays are not going to outbreed them. They know the feminists are not going to be able to resist them. Why did the U.S. cooperate with Joseph Stalin during World War II to defeat a common enemy? The Muslims and the left see Christianity as a common enemy, and they each think they'll come out on top at the end. But first, they have to destroy Christianity, and they work together like that, hand in glove. And that's why the left won't condemn Hamas, won't condemn the misogyny and homophobia and violence and intolerance of Islam. They won't condemn it. They'll go after if one Christian says women should wear hats in church. That's dangerous Christian nationalism. You could burn down 100 churches in the Middle East. They won't say anything about it. Again, it is just hostility to Christianity. And
John, I know, but what it brings up to me, I mean, when I first saw the alliance, this is years ago, between radical Muslims on the one hand and feminist, pro-LGBTQ people, when I saw this bizarre alliance that really makes no sense, I thought to myself, well, it does make sense for the reasons that you're listing. But to put it another way, it's not just that they have a common enemy. It kind of underscores that the common enemy, which is faith in Jesus, people who believe in faith in Jesus, that is the truth. In other words, you have all the forces of hell, left and right, arrayed in these bizarre combinations against what is true. They're the enemies of what is true, because it doesn't make really rational sense that they would ally themselves with people who are their enemies in other ways.
Maybe a better comparison is when Hitler and Stalin allied together in 1939. You had all the forces of hell allied against freedom and decency and humanity. So maybe that's the better comparison, the Hitler-Stalin pact. Just the way that heretic Pope Francis is allied with Chinese communism, because they both hate the West. And that brings me to my next column. There's a new document from the Vatican, which I refer to charitably as a word salad, but it's a word salad that has broken glass in it. This is a document called...
It's a word salad, excuse me, that has broken glass in it. When we come back, John Smirek and I will talk about that article at stream.org. It's important. Don't go away.
Just to see the clothes she wears. It's just like a dream.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals. towels, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talking to John Zmirak. John, you have an article at stream.org about something that the Vatican put out recently. It's really staggering. So please lay it out for my audience.
Sure. The document is called Dignitas Infinita. It claims that by virtue of being created in God's image, we each possess infinite dignity, unaffected by original sin or personal sin. Hell is probably empty. Christ didn't really have to die for our sins. He more died in solidarity with us to become our buddy. These are all terrible, heretical things that we at the stream, we got a couple of major theologians, Gavin Ashenden, Jules Gomez, to criticize them. So if you want to read about what's theologically wrong with the document, don't come to me. I'm not the theologian. I'm writing about the politics of it. In this document, the Vatican says that the death penalty is intrinsically evil, that it's always been evil, that it is violation of human dignity. Now, so what does that mean when we read that in the first covenant God made with man, the covenant of Noah, God demanded the death penalty for murder? So the Bible is not authoritative. Only the Vatican is. That is insane. That is like something Jack Chick would have printed in a tract and left under people's windshield wipers in parking lots. To say that the Pope can contradict the Bible is unbelievable. It's the most staggering scandal in the history of the church. It makes the stuff Luther complained about look like a party trick.
John, let me ask you, first of all, you know, I'm not Catholic, but I do understand that it is official Catholic doctrine that when the Pope is speaking ex cathedra, he cannot be wrong.
Right, but now, this is not an ex cathedra statement. So
right.
The best way to explain it is, when the Pope speaks ex cathedra, it's like Justice Roberts writing on behalf of the majority in a Supreme Court opinion. It becomes binding constitutional law. Anything else the Pope says in any other context, it's like John Roberts playing golf and talking to the other people at the 18th hole. It has that much of ultimate authority. In other words, it's not binding. This latest document says the death penalty is always evil. The political import of that is to hurt the pro-life movement. Because all these pro-abortion Irish and Italians who call themselves Catholic, like Biden and Pelosi, they're all pro-abortion. And it would hurt them politically for Catholics to say, we can't vote for them, they're pro-abortion. So what the Vatican has done is given them a little gift. The death penalty is just as bad as abortion. So all the conservatives who we take the biblical position that the death penalty can be justified, for instance, with the Nazi war criminals at Nuremberg, the Pope said it was justified. We're just as bad. Well, you're for abortion. I'm for abortion. You're for the death penalty. Neither of us are very good Catholics. It's just a political club to help pro-abortion Democrats. Even worse, though, this is the piece of new stuff. This is the broken glass inside the Vatican's word salad. They quote a document of Vatican II, which says that deporting any immigrant for any reason is intrinsically evil, like prostitution, slavery, and unjustly imprisoning people. It says that deporting anyone for any reason is intrinsically evil.
Before we get into that, you said, quote, a document from Vatican II from 60 years ago.
Yes, there's a really stupid document from Vatican II called Gaudium et Spes, which was, it was like this piece of happy clappy, oh, isn't the modern world wonderful? Everything's great and it's getting better. This document that these clueless bishops put together a year after the Cuban Missile Crisis almost destroyed the human race, while Mao Zedong was starving tens of millions of Chinese, these clueless bishops write this document about how wonderful the modern world is and man is getting better in every way. It was gibberish and it has no authority, but in it was a condemnation of deportation. Look for left-wingers who call themselves Catholics to quote this new Vatican document. Oh, deportations are evil, just like the slave trade. So you, Donald Trump, if you want to expel the 8 million people who walked across the border under President Biden, you're just as bad as forced abortions in China. The Vatican said so. That's the whole point of this document. Everything Pope Francis does is to help the left. I want to say clearly, I think Pope Francis is an atheist. I think we can demonstrate it by the things he has said and done. I can't prove this, but I suspect he joined the seminary on the orders of the local Communist Party. We had a defector from the Communist Party, Bella Dodd, in the 1950s. She testified before the U.S. Congress that the Communist Party all around the world was sending young men into the seminary to subvert the Catholic Church from within. I think Pope Francis is an example of that. I can't prove that part. I think we can demonstrate that he's probably an atheist, and that I think his whole agenda is to tear apart the Catholic Church and destroy it because he hates it.
Well, he's doing a pretty good job. I mean, any faithful Catholic I talk to knows that he is a mess. That's putting it mildly.
Well, people try to make excuses. They say, oh, he's confused. Oh, he's from Argentina. Oh, he's a Peronist. The only rational explanation for Pope Francis promoting sex abusers, embracing unrepentant abortionists, bringing members of the Soros family and the Clinton family to speak at the Vatican. This is like if the head of the Metropolitan Museum of Art were running around the museum with a sledgehammer, smashing statues and spray painting famous pictures, you wouldn't try to figure out what his deeper agenda was. You would say, this guy is a vandal trying to destroy the institution that he got control of. And that's what Pope Francis is, and that's what he's doing. And I'm only concerned right now about the political importance of this. If we win this election somehow, if there's somehow a fair and free election in America, and Donald Trump is elected, and then we have all these people who walked across the border under Biden, and they need to be deported, wait for the Catholic bishops to denounce that. And at the end of the article, I point out, this is not some point of principle. The U.S. Catholic bishops made $3 billion in the last 15 years from our government for processing immigrants. The Catholic Church makes money by bringing illegal immigrants into America. $3 billion, which gives them back dollar for dollar everything our bishops had to pay out for shuffling sex abusers who molested kids. Nice work if you can get
it. It's unbelievable. Folks, let me remind you, please go to ericmetaxas.com if you want copies of my books. As I think I said earlier, there's an offer if you want a signed copy of my new book until it comes out on April 20. Until it comes out next week, it is available for $20 for a signed copy. That's way below the price of just a regular copy, and it's signed. Go to ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back with John Zmirak. Folks, welcome back. In hour two, I'm talking to Albin Sadar, and then we're talking to former congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, who's written a book called Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. Man, John Zmirak, we're in a war, a spiritual war, a political war, an ideological war. We've never seen anything like this in our lives. It's a strange thing that we're living through this, to be honest. I think you've been awake to this longer than anybody. Decades ago, you kind of saw things for what they are. But the rest of us in the last 3 years have finally woken up. That's,
you know, Eric, I have to give credit to my mother. When I was 11 years old, she had the talk with me, which every Catholic mom needs to have with her sons. She said, "Johnny, 40 years ago, the international communist conspiracy sent a bunch of gays into the seminary to subvert the Catholic Church from within. So now a lot of them are priests. You got to look out for those guys." And that really went home, came home to me. And
Wait. Many decades ago, your mother said that to you? Seriously?
When I was 11 years old, my mother sat me down and talked to me about how the international communist conspiracy had filled the seminaries with homosexuals. And she was right.
When did that happen, that the international communist conspiracy had done this? And where did she hear about this?
She saw it in the House Un-American Activities Committee hearings in the 1950s. Bella Dodd, who was a former communist agent, who then repented and became a Catholic, testified to this on television in the 1950s. And my mother in 1971 or something remembered this and warned me about it. And so I was red-pilled before I even hit puberty.
It's 1,000 years before the term red pilled was invented.
Right.
But it's just interesting to me that your mother would say this to you. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary, really, that she got this.
She got it. Yeah. I'll never forget when Geraldine Ferraro, our congresswoman, came to speak at our parish and was mouthing some pro-choice Catholic gibberish. And my mother said, "First of all, I want to know what you're doing up there pretending like you're a Catholic and saying you're for abortion. Then I want to know what you priests and nuns are doing up there grinning like idiots while she peddles this garbage." Then she turned to all her fellow parishioners she played bingo with and said, "I don't know about you, but I'm walking out of here. I'm not listening to any more of this." And she stormed out and the meeting descended into chaos. That's what Zmiraks do.
Now we know where you got it from. It's kind of amazing. And
if I honestly,
it really is amazing how our parents shape us for good and for ill. But it's interesting. I'm in Connecticut, as you know, in the house where I grew up. And I think about moments like that with my mom and my dad, just dramatic common sense that really I think, you know, more educated people, more civilized families, didn't really get that. But when you're kind of in that working class environment, a lot of times, you know, people just see things for what they are. They haven't been educated away from common sense. So it just delights me to hear that origin story of Jan Zmirak, because a lot of times people want to know, how did he get to be the way he is? That's part of the story right there.
That's when I was bitten by the radioactive spider and gained my powers, which I try to use for good instead of evil.
Okay, we're out of time. We're out of time, folks. I'll say it again. If you go to ericmetaxas.com, you can get a signed copy of my new book before it even comes out. Go to ericmetaxas.com. This is limited. This is just for a few days. $20 for a signed copy. I signed them last week. They're ready to go. ericmetaxas.com. Check it out. In hour two, Alban Sadar and former congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, talking about election integrity. John Zmirak, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.